Bank of America workers are worried about mass shootings. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 29th of April. Thanks for joining us. In other business news, get ready for the most expensive driving season in years. And if you ship by truck, yeah, that too. Reader's Digest today reported on 7 money-saving tips that, well, they really don't work so well, and we'll be sharing those. The experts say more inflation is coming, and that will impact the economy. In our interview segment, we'll spend some time with Andrew Zolli, who was recently in Des Moines for an event. How can your company, how can you become more resilient? Then we'll check the markets, and Laura Kennard joins us to talk about Des Moines business calendars. That business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Tero International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Tero.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. It's at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour. We do monitor Twitter before, during, and after each broadcast. Well, last week, Bank of America revealed the number of employees directly affected by mass shootings over the years has topped 150 individuals, and that has prompted the company to announce it will no longer finance makers of assault-style firearms sold to consumers. Now, with that announcement, the second-largest U.S. bank rolled right into the middle of one of our most divisive of culture wars. These pressures are mounting all across the United States as shareholders are demanding that these large lenders use their clout to force action on a number of issues, from firearms to fossil fuels to climate change to equal pay for women. Stay tuned. This could get interesting. Crude oil prices are at their highest level in more than 3 years, and that is pushing gasoline prices even higher. The United States' daily national average for regular gasoline is now $2.81 a gallon. That's up from $2.39 a gallon just over a year ago. And in some places here in the United States, gas stations are charging way more than $3 a gallon. In other words, this summer is shaping up to be the most expensive driving season since 2014. Crude oil prices have been moving up nearly every week since last June, and last week hit $68.64 a barrel. That's the highest since December of 2014. Now, while all of this shouldn't put the brakes on economic growth, it will stall things out as people must dig deeper into their pockets to fill up, and while businesses have to pay more to ship goods. Here in the U.S., oil supplies are running at about 1.1 million barrels lower today than at the start of the summer driving season last year. We thought you should know about that, and in a related development, Marathon is slated to become the nation's largest refiner after buying Andover Refining for $23.3 dollars. It's all connected, kids. Reader's Digest released an interesting study today about money-saving deals that, well, they really don't work. In other words, things that we do that we think is going to save us money, but they really don't. Ready? Let's go through these, shall we? The old buy one, get one. So, do you really need two pairs of tennis shoes or sneakers? Do you? That's why buy one, get one may not be a great way to save money. Here's another one. Building an emergency fund but not contributing to a retirement fund. Actually, you should be doing both. But when not contributing to a retirement plan happens, you're losing dollars every day. How? Well, because of the compounding of money. It's just additional money that you're throwing away. So it's not necessarily a money-saving opportunity to skimp on your retirement fund. How about buying cheap? You know, it's said that if you buy cheap, you'll buy twice. Cheaply made, poor quality items may save a couple of dollars in the short term, but what about the long game? I have two pair of Allen Edmonds shoes that I purchased like 30 years ago. It was a handsome amount of money back then, but know what? They still look great, and with proper care, they're going to last even longer. Next, store credit card offers on discounts. This is not necessarily a money-saving deal. Sure, that thingy that you want is reduced by 30% if you purchase with a store credit card, but if you fail to pay off the purchase price, you may be hit with all kinds of interest charges that make the 30% off deal not such a deal. Here's one that we're all guilty of, putting no money in the parking meter. You know, we've all thought about it, and perhaps even done it. We figure that we're going to be right back to our vehicle. We're only going to be running into the store or running into the shop for just a minute. But then we get a ticket, and we get stuck paying $14 to $60, depending on where we live. All because we wanted to save 25 cents to put in the meter. Word to the wise is spend the quarter, save the dollars. Things we do sometimes that sound like we're saving money, but in the end, not so much. How about this one? Buying food in bulk and then throwing half of it away. The bananas are on sale, so we buy the entire bunch rather than just a couple. So what happens? We end up throwing about half of what we buy away. Buying food in bulk may not be a good idea if you don't plan on feeding a large number of people. Better it is to menu plan than bulk buying of food. And number 7, avoiding regular trips to the dentist. Paying for an office visit now is better than paying for major work later. There you have it. 7 things that we might be doing that we think is saving us money, but in the end, it really costs us more. Well, we're about to experience much bigger inflation pressure, and experts say that could put a major hole in our economic resurgence. Higher inflation means higher consumer prices, higher fuel prices, yeah, that again, and a fading dollar. It's a mixture of factors that investors have not seen in decades. So why are we sharing this with you? Well, because if the Fed does move forward with 4 interest rate hikes this year, and that could be the reality, but it's even, some people are thinking they may go even higher. As you know, the Fed has had a 2% inflation level as a target to normalize monetary levels. It looks like inflation will be above that target, and if that's the case, the Fed will perhaps add even another rate hike this year. Investors are worried, and if you need proof, check the market conditions today. It's on the mind of many. And speaking of market conditions, we'll check out what happened on Wall Street just a little bit later on in the broadcast. When we come back, he talks about resilience. How resilient are you, your company, your business? How resilient are you? How can you bounce back, or better yet, bounce forward? Andrew Zolli was in Des Moines recently. We caught up with him to have this conversation about resilience. It is a stunning bit of work. We hope you'll hang out with us and listen to it all. That's what's happening today on the Business News Hour. Back in just a minute.